Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The ANC step-aside rule continues to haunt its aspirant leaders, with newly elected ANC Mpumalanga Treasurer Mandla Msibi, who faces murder, an attempted murder charge, expected to be asked to step down in a leadership role. Msibi was nominated and elected at the province elective conference, but his new role might be short-lived. So this has become a very, very difficult thing for the ANC to deal with. Dr. Ralph Mateka, who is a political analyst, joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm keeping well, and good morning to your listeners who've been there also keeping well in the wet and cold weather in Gauteng.
Absolutely. Proper wintry, rainy weather this morning. So first of all, let's just clarify the step-aside rule. What is it?
I mean, this is a very clear resolution that was taken by the ANC at the NASRA conference, actually, where they had agreed that members of the party who are facing charges, serious allegations of impropriety, it's not just the charges, actually, also serious allegations of impropriety, will need to step aside from their official positions within the party until they clear those charges or those allegations, depending on how serious they are. It's as clear as broad daylight.
Right. So this rule is in place. Is it working?
Well, there is an attempt to implement it. We have seen in recent months, attempt to implement it. We know that currently the ANC Secretary General, Ace Makashule, is under suspension because of the step-aside rule. He is no longer allowed to perform his duties as the Secretary General of the party. We have seen it being applied across some of the provinces, people stepping aside, but also we've seen the challenge to that. We've seen confusion around it as to whether when you have stepped aside, can you be considered for nomination to another position and so forth. I mean, by implication, it means you cannot. I mean, as long as you have not cleared those allegations, depending on how serious they are, you are not able to serve in the official positions of the party.
How many people does this actually impact?
I mean, we know about the prominent ones. That's the thing. The ANC is quite big, and across the provinces, you might find in provinces at lower level, it would have impacted some other people in provinces, in Limpopo, in other areas. I mean, I've seen the integrity commissions of the party at provincial level beginning to talk about it, consolidating. There was at some point reports about provincial integrity commissions having compiled a list of people who were meant to be sanctioned by that. So we don't have that consolidated report, but we know about the prominent ones. We know about the case of Batravile Dlamini, which is supposed to be before the ANC leadership on what needs to be to happen with regard to her, as far as that step-aside rule is concerned.
Is this step-aside rule unique to the ANC?
It's not really unique, because in any sense, any organization should have.
I was going to say, should we even need a step-aside rule?
Exactly.
Well, I mean
we're
surely
making something big about it. You know, I was just writing my column about it, which comes out tomorrow as I'm talking to you now. I've been up at 4, just been writing it. And I'm thinking about this thing, about the step-aside rule. And we almost bought into it as if it's an age of
you know, Ralph, I just realized it as I'm talking about it. As we're talking about it, it suddenly hits me, and I thought, wait a minute, are we being idiots? Because it's just marketing. Any other organization with legitimacy surely has this as part of their built-in code of conduct or ethics.
I'll give you a simple permutation of that on our daily life. We have seen recently some celebrities taking positions that are not defensible. I can give you a position with some podcast and so forth. And if you look at some of those things, when I advertise with you and your conduct now has got negative effect on my integrity and my association with you, the same thing applies. It's not like there is some big step aside step. No, I dissociate myself with you until your problem is clarified. Usually, the relationship never continues, never get rebuilt, because integrity is integrity. Once dented, usually one never comes back from this thing. So you look at it, we're making a whole lot of things about it. This thing should not have happened. Actually, you look at these things, they should have been resolved within the NC a long time ago. A simple, basic disciplinary process ought to have taken place before a whole lot of noise is made here.
So in actual fact, doesn't the fact that the ANC even has such a concept tell us more about them than they want to tell us, than they would want to tell us?
The old saying that the more you want to do nothing about something, the more you should keep talking about it. And then they keep on Absolutely. Talking about it. If they wanted to do something about it, they would have done something. And there is no need to adopt a resolution that says, if you are accused of corruption, you cannot serve the party. If any member of the party joins it with lack of clarity about that, then they're in trouble in the first place. What are the basic foundations of the ANC? I mean, all over the ANC document, there is this thing about serving the party, serving the collective, serving the public. The ANC members have moved away from, they have stepped away from that, and they want to reinstitutionalize that position by invoking this step aside rule. It comes out as all talk, and I don't think the problems of the ANC will be resolved by this single principle.
No, definitely not. It's absolutely fascinating. And as you say, it's all about talking about something and doing possibly as little as you can. But that really is, it is quintessentially ANC. So many speeches and so many grandiose ideas, but very, very relatively little action.
Exactly. And I mean, at the end of the day, South Africans are not confused about who they need to serve them. And I don't think we ought to be confused about that. I mean, our laws are very clear about the integrity of leaders, and all of these things are all over the Constitution, all over our legislation. But because the ANC is grappling with it, this issue comes out as a national crisis. I mean, the whole thing was step aside. We're discussing it. Of course, the ANC is in power, is the party that is the most proximate power and affecting most lives, decisions, and the way it goes about its own internal affairs has got that implications. But if you look at it, you take a step back, you look at it, it is the ANC that is experiencing a moral crisis, deciding as to whether what they need to do about whatever they got need. That's not a problem for me. I mean, I don't think for many South Africans it's a problem, because I think most South Africans who believe in their law, they know that she has been convicted and there is no reason she should even serve in the public office. As to what the ANC has in store for her, it's up to the ANC. Let them have their conversation.
Absolutely fascinating. It is a 6:55. I look forward to reading your column, as I do every week. Dr. Ralph Mateka, political analyst, talking about reevaluating the ANC's step aside rule.